interview Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson. The interview is posted up on the blog. I can't recommend it enough. It's a very wide-ranging interview. I asked Colonel Wilkerson to sit in the position of the Joint Chiefs and say, what are the most important issues facing the U.S. military? I had emailed him on this topic about 6 months ago and gave him my list of what I guess the issues were. And interestingly enough, he came back with a somewhat different list, and he included the suicide and sex abuse. I hadn't. It's one I want to talk about in the Let's Go to the Movies section. And what you'll see, what I think emerged from the conversation, is that the biggest challenge is what I talked about at the beginning of tonight's Salieri Report. How in the world do you build a strong military leadership in a world where the governmental structure and the financial system are increasingly corrupt and politicized? How do you build strong morale? How do you build discipline? How do you bring up the chain of command leaders who are excellent at performing in their military positions? A big one I saw when the little I've worked with the military is, how in the world can you organize your investment of time and resources in things that optimize military performance as opposed to optimize profits for defense contractors? That's a real big one. And right now, we do not have a governance process which holds the investment through the budget accountable to performance. The pull of different constituencies for that money is great, and the dependency of the stock market and the bond market and the derivative markets is dependent. And on one side, you have the short-term interests of, say, a defense contractor's trade a certain way, or you need this kind of money to keep this part of the bond market up. On the other hand, you know, if the military doesn't perform excellently, I assure you the whole house of cards can come down. So there are tremendous tensions playing out through the budget as we go into this and the rounds of budget in 2014 and 2015. And at the heart, in the center of that war is what's going to happen and what's the quality of U.S. military leadership. And I assure you that is germane to the value of your CDs, the value of the dollar bills you hold in your pocket, the value, you know, of many of your financial assets. We can like that or not, but that's the reality. So I really encourage you to listen.